Is there any evidence of older sites? Venture wanted to know. Harper shook his head. In fact, there is evidence only for a seventh church, which has since fallen into the sea when the cliffs collapsed. Another problem with a very flawed argument. There are other geometric theories too, but mostly based on patterns that need to include notional points out to sea or in the middle of nowhere. They are even less plausible. The door opened and Catherine Feather joined them. She smiled and nodded to Harper, and Matt guessed that her telephoning had been successful. Whatever she'd been arranging was now sorted out. Venture was standing close to the screen, examining each of the locations of the churches in turn. A Maltese cross in the floor of each church, he said quietly.
Isn't that what firemen in the USA use as their symbol?
Catherine said.
That's right, Robin replied.
And the St. John Ambulance Brigade.
St. John, Matt said. Is that significant? I mean, can it be?
Oh, yes, Venture said, without turning from the map. Tell them, Robin.
Both organizations use it, Robin said, because the Maltese cross was the symbol of the Knights of the Order of the Hospital of St. John, the Hospitallers. The St. John Ambulance, well, that's obvious, and the Knights were originally an order dedicated to medical help.
She drew a Maltese cross and a piece of paper as she spoke, and held it up for them to see. Four triangles, their points meeting in the center.
And firemen, Matt asked, what's that about? The Turks threw bottles of naphtha at the Knights in battle. When they were covered with it, the Turks threw firebrands and ignited it, burning the unfortunate soldiers alive. The Knights who weren't on fire dragged their fellows clear and tried to help them. The first firemen, sort of.
Which is of academic interest, Harper said, but hardly helpful.
I think you're wrong about that, Venture said. He took a felt pen from a flip chart stand at the side of the room and started to draw on the surface of the plasma screen. Catherine gave a gasp of astonishment and got up to stop him, but Harper stopped her.
Wait.
Venture was drawing a line connecting two of the churches. Although he drew it freehand, the line was perfectly straight. Then he drew lines from each of them to a point in the middle of the island, forming a triangle. Then he did the same with two more of the churches. The result looked like a bow tie.
Half a Maltese cross, he said.
But only half, Harper told him. And strictly speaking, the Maltese cross has spade ends to each of the arms. You've got a straight line.
And I'll bet the Maltese crosses in the floors of the churches have too, Venture said. This is an earlier version of the Maltese cross. They'd want to keep it simple, and it's the symmetry that's important now.
Where exactly was the seventh church before it fell into the sea?